Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. It's a nice, early, dark, quiet morning here in the woods as I'm finishing my prayer time, as usual with these recordings. It's January, and it is dark. Dark as the inside of a goth's wardrobe, as someone once described something very dark. But I'm enjoying being out here, and I've been reflecting this morning on what it says about Jesus in John chapter 1, that he came full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. My friend Tim Dannett preached on this yesterday in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. You can see his sermon up online on the Thames Valley podcast feed and the YouTube channel. And we're going through the Gospel of John at the moment. And one of the wonderful things about the Gospel of John is it shows us this Jesus, full of grace and full of truth. And of course, I'm sure we all want to grow in grace and in truth. But one of the questions that Tim posed yesterday was along the lines of, in which aspect of Jesus' strengths in these areas where he perfectly blended and filled up grace and truth in himself, in which of them might you need to grow? Where is God trying to get your attention? Do you need more grace to grow in grace? Do you need to grow in truth? And that led me to thinking about what first attracted me to Jesus, and I've been praying about that this morning. Was I attracted primarily by his grace, his compassion, his warmth, his love? Or was I primarily attracted by his truth, his clarity, his teaching that made it clear what was right and wrong, how to follow him, how to deal with sin, how to be saved, how to relate to God, how to just be in this world? I think at different times in my life I was attracted to different aspects of the character of Jesus. Thinking back to my teenage years when I did used to pray and read the Bible, and I think I was more attracted perhaps to his compassion, his grace at that point. But then later in my 20s, moving to London and coming in contact with the church there, the Central London Church of Christ, it was perhaps then more the truth that I was attracted to, the truth of what it meant to be a disciple, what repentance really was, the significance of baptism and other things. Maybe in my life, truth has been predominant, while the grace side has been something that could do with more work. And thinking about it, I feel very blessed that God put Penny in my life, because I think she's more of a compassion-led or grace-led person than me. So there you go. It's another good reason when you marry someone to look for a person with different strengths to your own. But that's a different podcast for another day. But if I am predominantly a truth person, as I look back in my life, I can see the ways in which God has worked on the grace side of me to both be more impressed with the grace of Jesus, to be more drawn by it, but also to be refined. And as we pray in our quiet times, our times of quiet with God, as we pray, we might want to be thinking about whether we are conscious of God's working in us to develop stronger truth, stronger grace, to develop a greater fullness of grace. Perhaps that's the better phrase, a better fullness of grace or a better fullness of truth in us. Indeed, perhaps different seasons of life mean that God is focusing, having us focus on more one than the other. When I was studying at LST, perhaps it was more about growing even more in truth. But at other times in my life, it was more of a focus on grace. I think at the moment it feels to me there's both in my life, but the underlying thread, I think, is growing in grace, growing in compassion, growing in patience, growing in trust with people and developing deeper relationships. It seems to me that's the ongoing thread in my life as I hopefully also grow in truth. And so perhaps one of the ways to figure out what you need more of Do I need more grace? Do I need more truth to grow in? Which one, primarily? Maybe it's thinking about what attracted you to Jesus to begin with. And as I think about the biggest change in my life that took place in my 20s, it was as I came to become a disciple, it was the truth that drew me the most, that delighted me the most, in fact, that inspired me the most, that gave me an enthusiasm and an excitement about following Jesus. It was definitely the truth. Over the years, compassion has been added, grace has been added. And I've recognized that at certain times, about how long ago now, several years ago, I decided to study through the Gospel of Luke, looking at the blend of compassion and conviction in Jesus. And I did that because I knew I needed to grow in the compassion especially, but I didn't want to lose conviction. And I chose Luke because although Luke has plenty of truth in it, it has perhaps the best or fullest lists or of stories and examples of Jesus displaying grace and compassion with people. That's why I did that. Now this time in my life, I sense still a growth in compassion is needed in grace. And I need to think more about how that's going to work out, what that means. And that's one of the reasons I'm studying the Psalms. Actually, I'm into the Psalms at the moment. Part of the reason I'm into the Psalms so much right now is because of the connection they show us with God, how to be connected. And I'm really enjoying the Gospel of John and looking forward to seeing more of that blend. How does that blend work out in the life of Jesus? How does that blend have an impact on people around him, both his disciples and the crowds and, well, even those who opposed him? The Pharisees or Judas or others, how does that blend? That's got to be a focus for me in January and February as we work through the Gospel. And I am praying to have a better understanding of that blend. And I'm praying to have it more in my own heart, that blend of both compassion and truth. Now, to finish off, what do you need more of at this point? At this point in your life, what do you need more of? Do you need more fullness of grace? More fullness of truth? Yes, I know you need both. We all need more of both. But maybe God's trying to get your attention on one of those more than the other. Can you identify that? And can you cooperate with God so that you can become a warmer person, a stronger person, a more stable person with strong foundations and a more loving person? Someone who draws people to Jesus because of your fullness of grace, and someone who draws people to Jesus because of your fullness of truth. That's a drawing thing. People drew individuals. He drew crowds because of the warmth of the grace and because of the strength of the truth. I want to be someone like that. And therefore, it's not so much about the techniques of drawing people to Jesus. It's more, as we all know, really, it's more about the character and the spirituality, the heart, the spirit of what's in us that matters most when it comes to drawing people to follow Jesus Christ. More grace? Yes, please. More truth? Yes, please. But which do I need? Which do you need more than the other? And in what way will you cooperate with God, with the power of His Spirit in you, to develop the one that needs the most developing? I'd love to know what you think. Please drop me a line. You can leave a message anywhere you hear this recording. Leave it publicly if you don't mind, because then we can learn from each other. And we do learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit, pass the link on, let them know about it. Leave a review if you don't mind. It would help to increase the visibility of these podcasts, which then mean other people might pick them up and enjoy them, find them useful. And until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful intimate, satisfying time of quiet with God today and all this week. And I pray that you find the grace of Jesus and the truth of Jesus attractive, refining, and strengthening. Take care, and God bless.
Thanks for listening today. Please add your comments on this week's topic and leave them publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we do learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this recording, do please pass it on. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a review in iTunes or from wherever you get your podcast if you don't mind, because it would increase the visibility of these recordings and more people will then hopefully benefit. And I pray that until the next time, you have a wonderful week of quiet times, of times of quiet with God, which draw you close to his heart and refresh your faith. Until the next time, take care and God bless.